Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
Second captain, first captain, whatever.
Now, times certainly seem to have changed over the last 10 or 15 years.
I have to say, I've really enjoyed this.
Yes, very enjoyable.
Great.
Very enjoyable.
Thanks very much for listening to our first show back, and thank you for all the support. Genuinely, over the last couple of months, we've been absolutely bowled over by it, and we are delighted to be back broadcasting again. Second captains is the phrase I remember. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Thanks,
what?
Ken. Mark, Simon, thanks.
From Ireland's Second Captain Show. Second Captain Show.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best thing in the world for you, because it's full of protein.
This is not a dig at football people who know the game.
No respect, no honour.
Put your respect on my name.
Dog shit's a bad home.
But who plays rugby?
I imagine it was like something you would expect to see in a porno movie.
No, they don't.
But they
no.
do.
That's sorry, on. They do not.
And the balls.
Shut up, the two of you. I just want to play commentary at a go.
Fan up and I'll go! Fan
up and I'll go! English
doesn't. Or Kukanangas.
Or Kukanangas.
I'm a little bit of an idealist, but having said that, I want to be like Nick.
You get the ball forward, you compete, you chase people, you close people down, you create excitement, you win balls when you shouldn't win balls, you commit yourself to the game.
Okay, take an L deep right there. This is good and this is meant to happen, okay? Perfect timing.
It really is a hell of a week of sport, isn't it? With the Champions League, US Masters, Champions Cup rugby. The sort of week that makes you think, I'd just love if there was a daily podcast out there that could cover all of these events in an entertaining and insightful way. Maybe a podcast that I already listen to on a Monday, but just really, really want to hear more often during the week, especially in an insane week of sport like this one. I wonder if anyone provides such a world service. Welcome to the Second Captain World Service promo. Hi, Murph.
Hey, old, how's it good? You've asked me a question there, fair play to you, and I think I have an answer for you. It's the Second Captain's World Service that you're looking for.
That's the one. Yeah, I believe so. We've been talking about all those epic sporting occasions every day this week, but really, it's all just been build up to the main event, which takes place tomorrow. David O'Doherty is back on the Second Captain's World Service, and this time, he's got company.
The butt cheeks on my ass are fucking just rocks because of... There's fucking steam coming off me. I wasn't pissing. And my fucking hands are pissing. Fucking dip my hands in it.
The memory is being in bed, covered in shite, being warm, and having survived.
Is it naive for me to think that the drugs that people were taking in the 80s were a little more naive than...
That is naive, yeah. our moral compass was somehow superior because... that is naive. That is.
Yes, Paul Kimmage's first broadcast interview in a couple of years covers all the major topics. His rock-solid butt cheeks, being covered in shite in bed, all the major talking points of Paul's cycling career with his number one fan, Doddles. This is all part of our 2000 episode series, Murph, and as I stated on the World Service today, we're not really privy to what's gone on here other than that clip which we've played now a couple of times for our non-members.
Someone's had to edit it. I don't know who. Someone has edited it, but me, as for me and you, we are Much like mushrooms, kept in the dark and fed nothing but shit.
Okay, looking forward to that one. You're a regular presenting team. We'll be stepping away for that one. But there has been plenty of Ken on the Champions League this week explaining, as only Ken can, what exactly went wrong for Bayern Munich against Paris Saint-Germain last night.
Typical German defending. You know, like, where the Germans have invented in recent years this defending, the Lemming Surge. Let's just run and hope that maybe the force of our stampede will unnerve our opponents so that they won't notice the easy balls they're on. Unfortunately, Neymar, maybe he was just a little bit too far away from the thundering hooves of the Bayern defenders as they came rushing blindly in a mad scramble out of their penalty area, and they was just lifted back over them to Marquinhos, who had sort of moved the other way subtly and was able to score.
It was the lemming surge, Murph. The surge of all those German lemmings. Well, not all German lemmings, obviously, you know, playing for lemmings that have all moved to Germany in order to pursue their career. And more power to them for that. Where am I going with this lemming? So this is the problem with picking up on Ken's analogies.
Yeah,
you do start talking yourself down into...
He'll take you to deep waters and drown you.
Lawrence Donegan and US Murph came on together to preview the Masters to Mill Valley neighbours there in a lovely part of California. And they also talked a bit of March Madness basketball. That's because Bryan's College UCLA were rank outsiders but made it all the way to the final four of this esteemed competition, where they went up against Gonzaga, a team undefeated all season and the hottest of hot favourites. This one came right down to the final couple of plays in overtime. UCLA, that's Bryan's team, are 2 points down here with seconds remaining. Ball is in UCLA hands. Over to Jim Nance on CBS.
Juzang. Again with the ball in his hands, in the paint, floater, short, got it back, ties it with three. Gonzaga has time to do something. Sox for the win. Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Unbelievable! Unbelievable! The perfect season remains on go.
Are you?
Oh, my God.
There he is.
Oh. There are onions, Jim, and then there are major onions. What a kiss!
And what unfolded on Saturday night is what most people would say is simply one of the greatest college basketball games of all time, that went into overtime and ended on a 40-foot buzzer beater by Gonzaga, 93-90. And so, yes, I was through the ringer. But guys, the biggest thing for me was it's the first time in my life where one of my teams, the Giants, the 49ers, the Warriors, UCLA, was absolutely in such an epic, historic game. I've never felt this way before, but I felt incredible awe and appreciation and love for the whole thing. I wasn't even mad. I was like, I was overwhelmed by how beautiful it was. So that's what was going on in my life, guys. How about you?
Now that's pure sporting contentment right there. I mean, it rarely happens that you're just happy. Your team is lost. You don't really care. You're just glad to have been a part of it. You might only ever reach that level once. I'm kind of thinking Italia 90, Murph.
Oh, that's the I was going to make. Because Bryan was trying to explain to us what March Madness was like and why it's so totally different to other sporting events over there. And that's the analogy. It's a World Cup in a country where seasons take 8 or 9 months and 100 games or whatever. It's a World Cup. It's a straight knockout. 3 weeks of complete insanity, underdog stories, big favourites being knocked out early on. That's what it is. It's like a World Cup, but they have it every single year, every March. You can see why Bryan would be excited to have his team back up and around there. And yes, the Ireland-Italy quarterfinal, I mean, we lost the biggest game we ever played, or probably will ever play, 1-0. And yet we were pretty happy. I mean, a million of us turned out to welcome the team home, so we couldn't have been that upset.
It's all waiting for you guys. Podcast right through the week, culminating tomorrow with David O'Doherty meeting Paul Kimmich. Anything could and probably did happen on that one. SecondCaptains.com is the place to join up. It costs only €5 a month plus VAT. That depends on where in the world you're listening in from. Thanks for listening to this one. Thanks, Murph.
Thank you, Owen.
Bye-bye.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuaders of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.